City Honors students kicked off a new anti-bullying effort. Representatives of AT&T led students during an assembly, encouraging them to take the upstandard pledge. Students took selfies and are being challenged to speak up against cyberbullying. After the event, several City Honors students lined up to tell us they've witnessed online bullying.
I do have friends that have been cyberbullied, even though I have never been cyberbullied, but I try to keep them happy, I tell jokes with them, but it really does affect them, and I'm really glad we did this in the school.
Yes, I know quite a few people who have, not necessarily from here, but just friends I've had from like softball teams and stuff, and I know it's really hard for them, and like just knowing that they have someone, like I always try to be there for them and just kind of help them as much as I can.
It's tough, as I always try to be that one person that tries to hold steady, try to keep calm, collected, and it's hard. Even I'm not even in their position, I could already feel just for them.
I think sometimes people underestimate like the power of their words and don't really see cyberbullying as like that much of a problem. So I think it's like important to have stuff like this to bring the awareness, because like you don't know what other people are going through. And I feel like people use the internet as like a shield, and it's still like your words are impacting people, and it's still wrong.
The Siena survey says the reason students bully one another includes someone's physical appearance, the clothes they may wear, a disability, or their sexual preference. The survey is sponsored by the Tyler Clementi Foundation. Jane Clementi of New Jersey says her son committed suicide 6 years ago after being bullied online. The parents of Jamie Rottemeyer of Amherst also appeared at City Honors. Their son committed suicide 5 years ago after being bullied online.
Our family will never be the same. It's been 5 years since Jamie has passed, all because cyberbullying took over his life. He couldn't escape it. It was with him 24/7, even while he was sleeping. He was getting hate via Facebook, Twitter, or texting.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.